Would the House please come to order? Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? The members are able to vote. Madam Clerk.
29 members present.
We have a quorum. Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, may the record reflect that Representative Mathis has been previously excused from the call of the House today, and I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Whitaker also be excused from the call of the House today.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused, as indicated by the Majority Leader. Leading the invocation today is Reverend Sam Dalen of the River Glory Church. The members please rise for the invocation.
Let us pray. Dear God, we praise Thee for Your good and Your mercies endure forever. We ask that You would make us one in purpose this day as we guide the state with our decisions. We dedicate ourselves to the leadership You have put before us. We never take for granted Your blessings. It is true, Your mercy endures forever. We ask for Your guidance to prevail in mercy. God bless the last year. We pray this in the name of God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, that prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the acceptance of the journal for the 33rd, 34th, 35th, and 36th legislative day.
Madam Majority.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journal is certified by the Chief Trustee of Church.
Without objection, the journal has been certified. Do we have guests this morning for introduction? Anthony Morgan?
Listen, Mr. Speaker, I'm very pleased to have a couple of special guests in the gallery behind me today. First one I'll introduce is my staff, Sherry Workman. And she's terribly embarrassed I'm introducing her. And if you please give her a warm round of welcome. We also have very special guests today. She's from Ukraine. She's an exchange student. She's going to Colony High School in my district. We had a very nice discussion this morning about our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, a subject that I'm very passionate about. And she attended the State Affairs Committee today when we passed out a resolution that I sponsored on amending the U.S. Constitution. So it's been a constitutional day. She's fluent in Russian, Ukrainian, and English, and learning German. Her favorite subjects are literature and law, and she enjoys rock climbing, amongst other things. She's planning to attend college where she'd like to study international law and psychology. And anyway, I'd like you to welcome Daria Siromaha.
Representative Wilson and Ms. Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce in the gallery behind me Mr. Woody Wilson, and I have to say that I have enjoyed almost 29 long years of being married to him.
For a moment, I thought you said almost enjoyed, not almost 29. Representative Kutula.
Mr. Speaker, in the Taylor Gallery is a young woman who has really brought a lot of happiness and good research work to my office this session, and if she'll stand, help me welcome Jeanette Lacey. She's a senior at UAS, and she's in front of my office this session.
Representative Mikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's two guests in the gallery behind me that I have the pleasure of introducing today. First, we have Jack Phelps. And Jack, many of you know from years past when he was staying in Boston, Kimberly, in the state. He's now working back in Washington, D.C. in my father's office. And Jack, thank you.
was all prepared to interview Sherry Lehman, who's also on my father's staff as his press secretary. Got to spend Saturday with her, and she's probably coming in later, but she should be acknowledged as well. Greg Rentis is also in the gallery at the time, and Greg, many of you also have met. Greg has worked for the Energy Committee on my father's staff, and is helping with a little election effort at this point in time. Greg, welcome back. We also have Connie McKenzie. Connie is local here in Juneau, and I will ask for permission to go ahead and introduce Connie. Connie is helping with the Juneau effort here on the campaign. Connie? I'm being corrected by my mother, and that's the next one that I need to introduce. My mother, who will always stand to correct me. And, you know, when I was younger, I would always be likened to my mother. People would say, oh, you look so much like your mother. And as a young girl, you always wanted to differentiate yourself from your parents, and you never noted that family resemblance. And as I have gotten older and wiser and more mature, as people say, Lisa, you look like your mother, I take it as the highest compliment. For she is absolutely one of the most beautiful people I know. My mother, Nancy McCarthy.
Always a mother. Do we have other guests? Brigadier? Do we have any more guest introductions? Very quickly, Rip Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. It's certainly my pleasure to introduce again a constituent and a friend, Anna Faircloth, who stands on the Anchorage Assembly. And please help me welcome her.
Representative Hutchins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, and the Taylor Gallery is a very good friend of mine, somebody who has worked hard for the Republican Party, not only here in Juneau, but throughout the state of Alaska as a national committee man here a couple of years back. Chip Wagoner, and if Chip would stand, I'd like people to help me welcome him.
At this point, very quickly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for my district on the RCA Man Conference.
Now, I must say, the House will stand at ease briefly in place while we bring the other body in for the joint session. We had just arrived at messages from the governor. We have communication. Well, okay. Messages from the other body.
There are no messages from the other body.
How did I know that? Do we have communication?
And there are no communications.
Nobody wants to know. Report to Standing Committee.
The State Affairs Committee has considered House Senate Resolution 31, Powers of U.S. Senate Emergency Appointments, recommending D-PAS, Stephen James, Third Page, Cottrell, and Wilson. No recommendation offered. The report was signed by Cottrell. Chair, House Senate Resolution 31 has no further referral. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered sponsor substitutes for House Bill 289, Municipal Management Plan, attached to the deal fiscal note, recommending D-PAS minor. No recommendation. Yes, Cecilia McCoskey and Morgan. The report was signed by Myron Morgan, co-chair. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 289 has no further referral. There are no further standing committee reports.
We have reports of special committee.
There are no special committee reports.
Introductions of resolutions or citations.
Citation honoring William I. Nottingham, a representative Morgan entering into the LinkedIn, honoring Sam Stevens by entering into the LinkedIn, honoring Tazina Hotshot Fire Crew by entering into the LinkedIn, honoring the Dragon Slayer Chief Volunteer Firefighters and Emergency Responders by entering into the LinkedIn, honoring Vivian Montoya 2002 Alaska Teacher of the Year by Senator Altman, Senator Altman Hoffman, and Representative Sakura and Hudson, in memoriam Joe Quinn, by Representative Morgan and Senator Lincoln, in memoriam Rosemary Mayer, by Representative Morgan and Representative Hayes, in memoriam Hester Evans, by Representative Morgan and Senator Lincoln. House Concurrent Resolution 24 by Representative Crawford, requesting the Board of Games to clarify regulations regarding donations of fish game meat to charitable organizations and the Department of Fish and Game to disseminate information on donating fish game meat to charitable organizations.
Will be referred to the Resources Committee.
House Concurrent Resolution 25 by Representative Fishner relating to children's environmental health.
The Health, Education, and Social Services and Resources Committee.
House Concurrent Resolution 26 by Representative Green supporting increased use of the House Arrest Program electronic monitoring and sobriety monitoring as a means of preventing crime and reducing the high cost of imprisonment in Ohio.
State Affairs Committee.
Sponsor substitute to House Concurrent Resolution 36 by Representative Frost and Hayes proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to limiting the rate of state individual income taxes and sales taxes.
Judiciary and Finance Committee.
House Concurrent Resolution 42 by Representative Green urging the Congress to enact legislation that would temporarily increase the federal share of Medicaid costs.
The Health and Finance Committee.
House Joint Resolution 43 by Representative Jackson Clark urging the President of the United States and the United States Congress to protect the President's security threat.
The Health Committee.
House Joint Resolution 44 by the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas by request of the Joint Committee on Natural Gas Pipelines urging the President of the United States Congress, and appropriate federal officials to support the construction and operation of the Alaska Highway Natural Gas Pipeline Route.
House Special Committee on Oil and Gas and Resources.
House Joint Resolution 45 by Representative Secure relating to the labeling of salmon food products.
House Special Committee on Fisheries and the Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Joint Resolution 46 by the House Special Committee on Fisheries relating to the moratorium of fish farming in British Columbia.
Also the House Special Committee on Fisheries and Resources.
There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Okay, no bills for introduction. We'll move on. Do we have bills for introduction?
House Bill number 444 by Representative James entitled, an act relating to buildings covered under the Alaska Public Buildings Standard providing for an effective date.
Will be referred to State Affairs.
House Bill 445 by Representative Crawford entitled, an act allowing chief officers of previous service with Fish and Wildlife Enforcement Officers in the Department of Public Safety to claim credit for service as chief officers.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 446 by Representative Crawford, entitled an act relating to the health insurance rate and labor organizations.
The Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill number 447 by Representative Morgan, entitled an act relating to the interest rates that may be charged on loans by the Commercial Fishermen Agriculture Bank.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill number 448 by Representative Crawford, entitled an act relating to establishing a database of residential telephone customers who do not wish to receive telephone solicitations, providing that the database be compiled at no cost to the customers, requiring a telephone solicitor to purchase the database, and requiring the paid solicitors to register, providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill number 449 by Representative Wilson, entitled an act relating to forgiveness of certain student loans and providing for an effective date.
House Special Committee on Education, Health, and Finance.
Oscar number 450 by Representative Fisher, entitled "An Act Relating to Optional Performance-Based Budgeting for Agencies in the Executive Branch of State Government."
Finance Committee.
Oscar number 451 by Representative James, entitled "An Act Relating to Municipal Bond Reimbursement for School Construction and Providing for an Effective Date."
We have some Finance Committee.
Oscar number 452 by Representative Torian, entitled "An Act Relating to Consolidation of School Districts and Providing for an Effective Date."
House Special Committee on Education, Hessen, and the Hess Committee.
Oscar number 453 by Representative Crawford, entitled "An Act Relating to Default Under a Deed of Trust to Deed of Trust Foreclosures and to Home Ownership and Protection of Equity."
Labor, Commerce, and Judiciary.
Also number 454 by Representative Crawford, entitled "An Act Repealing a Prohibition Against Classified State Employees Participating in Management of Political Parties."
State Affairs.
Also number 455 by Representative Ferris, entitled "An Act Relating to the Assessment of Farm or Agricultural Land for Purposes of Municipal Taxation and Providing for an Effective Date."
Community and Regional Affairs Committee.
House Bill number 456 by Representative Cogshaw, entitled "An Act Relating to the Commercial Fish and Loan Program and Providing for an Effective Date."
House Special Committee on Fisheries, Resources, and Finance.
House Bill number 457 by Representative Hudson, entitled "An Act Extending the Time for the Department of Administration to Submit the Terms of a Tentative Collective Bargaining Agreement Following a Gubernatorial Election Year."
State Affairs Committee.
House Bill number 458 by Representative Hudson, entitled "An Act Relating to Periods of Probation for State Employees and Providing for an Effective Date."
The State Affairs Committee.
House Bill number 459 by Representative Hudson, entitled "An Act Taxing Permanent Fund Dividends."
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 460 by Representative Koch, entitled "An Act Relating to Actions for Monopolies and Restraint of Trade, Including Proof of Damages, Amending Rule 82, Allow the Rules of Civil Procedure, and Providing for an Effective Date."
Labor, Commerce, and Judiciary.
House Bill number 461 by Representative Guest, entitled "An Act Relating to Motor Vehicle Impoundment or Forfeiture."
Union Regional Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill number 462 by Representative Stevens, entitled "An Act Relating to the Release of Certain Confidential Records and Reports Concerning Fishing, Fish Buying, or Fish Processing and Providing for an Effective Date."
House Special Committee on Fisheries and Resources.
House Bill number 463 by Representative Cotto, entitled "An Act Relating to Juries and Providing for an Effective Date."
The Judiciary Committee.
House Bill number 464 by Representative James, entitled "An Act Relating to Statewide School District Correspondence Study Programs."
House Special Committee on Education and Health.
House Bill number 465 by Representative Chenault, entitled "An Act Relating to Children Alleged to Be Children in Need of Aid, Relating to Children in the Custody of the Department of Health and Social Services, and Amending Rules 2A, 7B, 10B1, 15B, and 19, Alaska the Child in Need of Aid Rules of Procedure."
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee and Judiciary.
House Bill number 466 by Representative Chenault, entitled "An Act Providing for Regulation of Private Investigators and Private Investigator Agencies and Providing for an Effective Date."
Labor, and Commerce, and Finance.
House Bill number 467 by Representative Chenault, entitled "An Act Relating to Motor Vehicle Insurance Rates."
Labor, and Commerce Committee.
House Bill number 468 by Representative Chenault, entitled "An Act Relating to the Definition of Processing for the Purposes of the Fishery Business Tax."
House Special Committee on Fisheries and Resources.
House Bill number 469 by Representative Chenault, entitled "An Act Establishing a New Office to be Known as the Office of the Child and Family Ombudsman and Relating to the Duties of the Office, Relating to the Existing Office of the Ombudsman and Providing for an Effective Date."
The Health and Finance Committee.
House Bill number 470 by Representative Roper, entitled "An Act Relating to Common Interest Ownership and Providing for an Effective Date."
Labor, and Commerce.
House Bill number 471 by Representative Green, entitled
and as relating to the definitions of net income and unrestricted net income for purposes of determining the amount of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority's dividends to states relating to communities within which rural development loans may be made by the authority and providing some effective date.
Community Region Affairs and Labor and Commerce.
Also number 472 by Representative Green entitled, an act relating to persons who buy and sell secondhand articles and to certain persons who lend money on secondhand articles.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Also number 473 by Representative Green entitled, an act relating to transportation.
Transportation and Finance.
Also number 474 by Representative Green entitled, an act relating to public rights of way and easements for surface transportation affecting the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge.
Committee Regional Affairs and Resources.
Also number 475 by Representative Cogswell entitled, an act committing grants to certain regulated public utilities for water quality enhancement projects and water, wastewater, and solid waste systems.
Committee Regional Affairs and Labor and Commerce.
Option number 476 by Representative Cogswell entitled, an act relating to the hold harmless clauses of the Permanent Fund Dividend Program in regard to eligibility for assistance under the Alaska Temporary Assistance Program.
State Affairs and Finance.
Option number 477 by Representative McGuire Berkowitz entitled, an act relating to procurement by state agencies and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance. Excuse me, Representative Guest? Briefly. Come back to order. Madam Deputy Clerk.
Council number 478 by Representative Guest entitled, an act relating to the Alaska Security Treatment Loan Assumption Program and providing for an effective date.
Our Special Committee on Education, Health, and Finance.
Council number 479 by Representative Guest entitled, an act relating to minimum expenditure for the instruction component in a public school budget and providing for an effective date.
House Special Committee on Education and HES, I'll remove at this time the Finance Committee referral. And if it picks up the Finance Committee's note, then it will go back to the Finance Committee.
House Bill number 480 by Representative Dyson entitled, an act providing that the death of a state employee killed because of the job status off the job site shall be considered an occupational death for purposes of survivor's pension benefits.
State Affairs Committee.
House Bill number 481 by Representative Chapman entitled, an act relating to retirement contributions and benefits under the public employee's retirement system of certain state employees who are employed as forest technicians.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 482 by Representative Petula entitled, an act relating to child care services and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 483 by Representative Wilson and Krishna entitled, an act authorizing state procurement of group insurance for employees of child care facilities, entities licensed as residential child care facilities, child placement agencies, foster homes, and maternity houses, and certain adult residential and day service providers, and for employees of certain nonprofit entities, repealing the provision of the state group insurance procurement law relating to payment of dividends and clarifying the provision of that law relating to part-time employees, authorizing the Commission of Administration to adopt regulations regarding state procurement of group insurance and providing some effective date.
State Affairs and Labor and Commerce.
House Bill number 484 by Representative Corrin entitled, an act relating to state and municipal regulatory actions relating to or affecting private property and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill number 485 by Representative Masick entitled, an act relating to the Certificate of Need Program, establishing a temporary moratorium on the issuance of certificates of need for additional acute care psychiatric beds until July 1, 2002. Establishing a working group to study and issue a report about psychiatric care services and providing for an effective date.
The Health and Finance Committee.
House Bill number 486 by Representative Mulder entitled, an act relating to registration of mobile home dealers and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance Committee.
House Bill number 487 by Representative Corrin entitled, an act relating to fireworks and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 488 by Representative Chenault, entitled An Act Relating to Insert Tax Credit for a Gift to a School for Math, Science, and Technology, and Providing for an Effective Date.
House Special Committee on Education, Health, and Finance.
House Bill number 489 by Representative Chenault, entitled An Act Relating to Cruelty to Animals.
Judiciary Committee.
House Bill number 490 by Representative Chenault, entitled An Act Relating to the Compensation of Attorneys Representing Personal Representatives of the Student's Estate in Amending Rule 45, Alaska Bar Rule.
Judiciary Committee.
House Bill number 491 by Representatives Jewell, Kapsnick, Kess, Foster, Berkowitz, Moses, and Schwab, entitled An Act Relating to the Issuance of General Obligation Bonds for the Purpose of Paying the Cost of Construction and Major Maintenance for Certain Public School Facilities and Providing for an Effective Date.
The Health and Finance Committee.
House Bill number 492 by Representative Stevens, entitled An Act Relating to Powers of the Alaska Energy Authority, Increasing the Maximum Amount of Loans from the Bulk Fuel Revolving Loan Fund operated by the Authority, and providing immunity for the authority for technical assistance and providing for an effective date.
Committee on Regional Affairs and Finance.
House Bill number 492 by Representative Murkowski, entitled An Act Relating to Assignments of Permanent Fund Dividends and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs Committee.
House Bill number 494 by Representative Taylor, entitled An Act Relating to the Power of a School Board to Take Legal Action.
The Health and Judiciary Committee.
House Bill number 495 by Representatives Capstan and Foster, entitled An Act Relating to Financing School Construction, Establishing the Education Security Financing Authority, and Providing for an Effective Date.
The Health and Finance Committee.
House Bill number 496 by Representative Williams, entitled An Act Providing that a Utility or Electric Operating Entity Owned and Operated by a Political Subdivision of the State Competing Directly with a Telecommunications Utility is Not Subject to the Alaska Public Utilities Regulatory Act.
The Labor and Commerce Committee.
I have no more bills for introduction today, Mr. Speaker.
But at least we stayed under 500. One more. In regards to HB 439, Coastal Zone Management Petition, after consultation with the affected chairman, I am removing the State Affairs Committee referral and referring it instead to the Oil and Gas Committee and then to resources as was previously referred. I bring you for the consideration, finally, of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item?
House Bill 362 by Representatives Murkowski and Tertula, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill attached to 060, recommending DTAC, Maya Cottrell, Roseburg, and the recommendation of when the report was signed by Roseburg's chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill recommending DTAC, Whitaker, Croft, Lancaster, Hudson, Boston, Williams. The report was signed by Williams Co-Chair. I have no amendments.
Madam Speaker,
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 362 be considered in gross advance of third reading and first reading.
Without objection, we are in third reading. Would the clerk please read the title for the third and final time?
House Bill 362 by Representative Murkowski and Tertula, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association.
Minimal discussion, Representative Murkowski.
Very minimal, Mr. Chair. What this bill does is adopt the recommendation of the audit that the Bar Association be continued until 2006, and I would urge the members.
Thank you, Representative Murkowski. Any further discussion? Being none, ready for the question? Question before the body is Bill HB 362, passed the House. Members may proceed to vote. Would the clerk please walk the roll? Any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
33 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, HB 362 has passed the House. Would the clerk please read the next item?
She asked for House Bill 171, Finance Amended, entitled An Act Relating to a Curriculum for Alaska History and Providing for an Effective State during Third Reading.
Discussion. President Kastner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In light of the many complexities that are facing us here in the legislature as well as our voters, I feel very strongly that now is the time to make our, to require that our high school students take Alaska history before graduation. This bill has received broad support from around the state. Almost every newspaper in the state of Alaska has come out endorsing this. Many groups have endorsed this. People within the educational communities, Commonwealth North, you name the group, and they've probably come out in support of this bill. One of the concerns that I have heard most recently, since this bill has been passed out of finance, is that going into finance, it had almost a quarter of a $1 million fiscal note that the Department of Education would have used to develop curriculum and train teachers. However, we have found a win-win situation for everyone, if you ask me. Many groups that have come out in support of this legislation have decided to put their money where their mouths are and either support funding the curriculum or have agreed to contribute the components of the curriculum that their particular organization has developed. And I have a long list of those if anyone has any particular questions, but I would strongly encourage each of the members to vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
Attorney Logan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess that kind of heightens my only concern with the bill. I think the idea is an excellent idea. However, I guess I'm a little concerned about, I know that our American history books have been rewritten and things have been omitted, and I'm a little concerned that some of the groups that may be contributing might have a political agenda to have their version of history written, so, or at least a bias toward it. So anyway, I guess I have some reservations about the bill, although I think it's an absolutely excellent idea that students need to know Alaska history. But as long as it's written in an unbiased manner, I think I'm going to support it.
Any further discussion? Ready for the question? Question for the body. The sale committee substitute for HB 171 finance as it was amended. Passed the House. Members may proceed to vote. The clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
36-0-0-9.
The bill committee substitute for HB 171 finance amendment has passed the House. Madam Majority Leader?
Well, Mr. Speaker, I move an action on this consent that the roll call on the bill be considered a roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Would the clerk please read the next item?
Joint Resolution 33 by Representatives James, Foster, Chenault, Cott, Meyer, Wilson, Codhill, McGuire, Lancaster, Harris, Green, Ogun, Williams, Mikowski, expressing gratitude to President George W. Bush, to the President's Cabinet, and to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, and declaring support for the war on terrorism. The House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs continued the resolution attached to zero fiscal notes, recommending DPAS, Mr. Murkowski, Page, and Chenault. The report was signed by Chenault, co-chair. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Madam
Majority Leader. Mr. Speaker, I move an action on this consent that the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee substitute for HBR 33 with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original resolution.
Without objection, we have that committee substitute before us. Do we have amendment?
Amendment number one by Representative Page, beginning page one, line one.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move amendment number one.
Without objection, amendment number one is adopted. Does the clerk have any other amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the CS for HGAR 33 Military and Veterans Affairs as amended be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we are on third reading. Would the clerk please read the title for the third and final time?
Yes, for House Senate Resolution Number 33, MLP, amended.
Discussion. Oh, I'm sorry.
Expressing gratitude to President George W. Bush, to the President's Cabinet, to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, and to the United States Congress, and declaring support for the war on terrorism and for the President's efforts to support democracies and promote peace worldwide.
We do hesitate. Madam Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe that the title almost says it all. And so I would urge everyone to support on this piece of legislation unless they want more discussion.
Any further discussion? Raise your question. Question before the body. Bill. Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 33, Military and Veterans Affairs, as amended. Pass the House. And it's made to see the vote. Would the clerk please lock the roll? Would any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
37 yeas, 0 nays.
Until Committee Substitute for HCR 33, Military and Veterans Affairs, amended, has passed the House. Would the clerk please read the next item?
House Senate Resolution 37 by Representative Cott congratulating Alaska Airlines on its 70th anniversary. The Rules Committee considered the resolution attached to 06 note recommending DCAT, Corinne Porter Cott McGuire Berkowitz. The report was signed by Cott Chair. I have no amendments, Mr. Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that HCR 37 be considered engrossed as the third reading and placed on final pass.
Without objection, we are in third reading. Would the clerk please read the title for the third and final pass?
House Senate Resolution 37 congratulating Alaska Airlines on its 70th anniversary.
Discussion, Representative Johnson.
Mr. Speaker, send the resolution to the body. I don't believe there's another business in this state, nor one that has contributed to the same extent as Alaskan Airlines. Mr. Speaker, they've been in business now for 70 years, since 1932, from the first three-seater Stinson to a fleet of aircraft that now covers almost every community, major community in Alaska, coast to coast in the lower 48, as well as now international destinations, including Mexico and Canada. Mr. Speaker, they were involved in the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, moving people and goods in the most expeditious manner. They were involved in the Berlin airlift and Operation Magic Carpet, which was a significant feat, oftentimes dodging bullets from their adversaries. Mr. Speaker, they're also a leader in technology. I think everybody recognized back a couple years ago, you know, became the first airport to implement GPS, the GPS system, with the global positioning system on board Alaska Airlines, it made it much more favorable to fly in and out of Juneau. Mr. Speaker, they're a creative company. They're a courageous company. They have very skilled pilots and crew members. Mr. Speaker, more than that, they place safety above everything else. I can just turn to a couple of days ago when many of the folks here in Juneau were kind of stuck in Juneau. It wasn't because of Alaskan Airlines, it was because of Mother Nature, the 85-mile-an-hour winds that prevailed. And it's the policy of Alaskan Airlines that if there's anything that is related to the safety, crew members, and the passengers, that they're going to take the more conservative approach and not fly. Mr. Speaker, they're a well-greased operation. They're very efficient. And because of the efficiencies, I believe, that they've entertained over the years, they don't have that luxury of putting two or three or four more airplanes, platforms, into the fleet on a moment's notice. Mr. Speaker, generally I wouldn't provide a resolution of this nature, congratulatory comments to Alaska Airlines, but I just feel compelled that since they are a mainstay in the state of Alaska and played such a significant part in developing this state, this particular resolution is most appropriate. Mr. Speaker, I would urge the members to support it. And Mr. Speaker, I would also, because I do have a member who's an employee of Latin Airlines, ask Mr. Borden.
Is there a drop?
I don't have any serious objections to this resolution. It just does concern me that the last two resolutions we've had here on the floor today haven't affected any change in statute, haven't even suggested any change in policy to anyone. If you both of them, this one purely congratulatory, as you said, and the one before seems to me stating the obvious. I saw at one point an estimation of the cost of each of these resolutions that they suggest to these bodies. I don't recall it here, but I will look it up and pass it out to the members, because I think some of this stuff deserves to be on citations only, and some doesn't deserve to be supported.
Representative,
For the record, I also have a member of my family that works for this airline, so I would be asked to excuse me. Up to the state, and then Joe.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I also have a declared conflict of interest because I have a very. Thank you.
You will join Representative Scott, myself, in voting. Representative Joe.
And I will join you also, as my son works for the airline.
Yes. Didn't know that there was such a close association. Representative Cargill.
My daughter also works for the Alaska Airlines.
There is a gift. Representative Logan.
I wish somebody in my family did such a different airline ticket.
I knew someone was going to say that. Seeing no further conflict, are you ready for the question? Question for the body is the passage of HJR 37. Members may proceed to vote. Would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change or go to vote? Madam Clerk.
37-0-0.
And so, HJR 37 has passed the House. Would the clerk please read the next item?
The citations on today's calendar.
Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar have been approved. It brings us to unfinished business. Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from the call of the House for the following time. Representative Dyson from 1:50 p.m. Wednesday, February 27th to 10 a.m. same time Sunday, March 3. Representative Hudson from 10 p.m. Wednesday, March 7th to 9:25 p.m. same time Tuesday, March 12. Representative James from 1:50 p.m. Wednesday, February 27th to 9:30 p.m. same time Thursday, February 28th. And Representative Wilson from 1:50 p.m. Wednesday, February 27th to 9:30 p.m. same time Thursday, February 28th.
Without objection, those numbers will be shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the majority leader. Any other items of unfinished business? Remember, we have committee announcements.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the Finance Subcommittee on Labor and Workforce Development, which was scheduled for 12:30 to 1:30 this afternoon, will not be held this afternoon and will be rescheduled for Thursday at the same time.
Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Finance Committee meeting, which was going to start at 1:30, is going to begin at 2 o'clock this afternoon, where we'll have an overview from the Alaska Railroad. Also, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we will have a joint meeting with the other bodies, Finance Committee, where we'll have an overview from the University of Alaska, and the President, General Hamilton, will be making a presentation at that time.
Any other committee announcements? President Corrin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Transportation will meet in about 15 minutes, and we're going to bring up four different pieces of legislation, House Bills 374, 369, 350, and 405. Thank you.
President Corrin. Any other committee announcements? Regular announcement. Special order. Representative Logan.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to give a special order on reality check.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I always find when I go back to a district for the first town meeting, it's a real reality check for me. I took an anecdotal poll. We had about 40 people there, and I asked the question, how many people believe that the current spending level of the state is about right and we need to start paying taxes to support it? No one raised their hand. Then I asked, how many people believe we should reduce the size and scope of government and reduce the budget before we institute any new taxes and reduce it to a level that we could afford to support? Everyone raised their hand. And then I asked, how many people believe once we get there, we should have an income tax to pay that tax? Two people raised their hand. I asked how many people thought that once we'd have a budget we can afford, who would like a sales tax? 38 people raised their hand. Thank you.
Representative Rogan. Any other special work? Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very briefly, just request permission to speak on a tribute back.
Without objection.
Thank you. Speaker, some people thought that I just went home to watch the Olympics, but actually I had a successful operation, removing my gallbladder, and I'm feeling much better as a result. It actually was a deep undercover research thing for lead research folks on the CON issue. As my doctor was from the Paramount Valley Clinic, and the operation was done in the hospital. I got some good information on both sides of that issue from direct personal experience. But, Mr. Speaker, for those of you who want to know all the rest of the details on this report, you'll have to read it in the appendix. Thank you very much.
Glenn Davis. And welcome back. Any other special orders? Mr. Mulder.
Speaker, I wish the Commission to speak very briefly on a motivational speech.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We did have the privilege over the weekend, as many of my colleagues did, to hear the President come through and pass through Anchorage. And it was truly, I really enjoyed his speech. I've enjoyed watching him for over the last, several months become truly a motivational speaker. I mean, he really becomes very good. And he really has a lot at heart. But really the motivational part of the whole event for me, Mr. Speaker, as for those who were there, there were, 5,000 of my closest friends surrounding us. We were all jammed in like sardines in a can. However, the space directly around the front of the President and behind him was reserved for members of the military and their families. And I thought that was totally appropriate, Mr. Speaker, and that spoke volumes about the degree of respect this administration and this President had for those members who are protecting our country. And I thought that was great. That was a great silent message. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 20.